In today's gospel, Christ reminds us of the commitment and cost of discipleship. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I suspect that most of you here this morning have never heard the name Diosune Shugigara. Nobody. Don't feel bad. I didn't know the name either until I read this little article about him not long ago. But his life is a very powerful witness to the meaning of today's gospel. Shugihara was born in Japan in the year 1900. And as he grew and thought about his life, what he decided he wanted to do was join the Japanese Foreign Service, even to the point where he had this dream that one day he might be the ambassador to Russia, the Japanese ambassador to Russia. So as he makes his way through the ranks, at one point, late in the 1930s, he finds himself as the ambassador, Japanese ambassador, to Lithuania. One country over from Russia. Who knows, maybe he would get to be ambassador to Russia. So there he is in Lithuania as ambassador. One morning in the late 1930s, he wakes up, and he hears this tumult down in the courtyard of the embassy. He looks out, and he sees hundreds of people there waiting to get in. He finds out that they are all Jewish people who have fled Poland. The Nazis had taken over in Poland. The Jewish people had fled from Poland, come to Lithuania, trying to get into other countries. And many of them had come to the embassy there, Japanese embassy, hoping to get visas to Japan so they could escape the Nazis. So Shugihara cabled his government, asked if he could give them visas. They told him no. What was he going to do with all these people? They had no hope, no place to go. Their lives were seriously threatened if they went back to Poland. So contrary to the wishes of his own government, he sat down, began writing visas for these people. Said he wrote visas for a month, 12 hours a day. He finally was recalled to Japan. And it said that even as he was leaving the station on the train to go back to Japan, he was still passing out visas to people who were running alongside the train. Ultimately, he saved 6,000 people by giving them visas. When he gets back to Japan and his government finds out what he's done, They throw him out of the Foreign Service, strip him of his ambassadorship. And for the rest of his life, Sugihara was forced to support his family by selling light bulbs. Former ambassador, now selling light bulbs. Now, the interesting thing about Sugihara is this. He was a devout Christian. It's unusual in Japan even today to have people who are Christians. In those days, it was even more unusual. But he was a devout Christian. And after he died, his son was asked one day, "Did your father ever regret anything he did?" And his son replied, "My father lived and died as a happy man, because when Christ had need of him to do good, he was available to him. When Christ needed him to do good, he was available to him." In the gospel today, Jesus says to us, "If you don't pick up your cross and follow me, you can't be my disciple." Sugihara certainly picked up his cross and followed him. Great cost to himself to do the good he thought Christ wanted him to do. And that's, I think, the point for us this morning. You know, each of us is told we must carry our cross. And we have to be sure we don't misunderstand that. Jesus is not saying for most of us we have to suffer and die. Although it might come to that. Some parts of the world today, Christians are dying all the time for their faith. I read something recently, hard as it is to believe, that in the last 100 years, more Christians have died for their faith than the whole history of the world previously. Think about that. We see it happening even today in Nigeria. Fulani herdsmen, who are usually Muslim, attacking Christian villages and killing people, even in church. But that's probably not what we are called to, you and I. What does it mean to carry our cross? It means, like Sugihara, to lay down our lives in service to other people, even when it costs us. Even when it costs. And I think, you know, for many of us, we do that all the time without even perhaps thinking about it, because we're so imbued with our Christian faith. I mean, today's, right, the opening season, day of the season for the Patriots, right? Some of you who are Patriots fans probably go home and watch the game this afternoon. Imagine this scenario. Here's a man plans to sit down and plop himself in front of the TV this afternoon. And this morning at breakfast, his wife comes in and says to him, "Can we take a ride this afternoon?" She's had a tough week. Whatever reason, she's had a difficult week. "Can we take a ride this afternoon?" Last thing he wants is to take a ride this afternoon. But this afternoon, he'll shut off the TV and take a ride because she needs it. See, that's laying down your life in love for somebody. That's living sacrificially. That's bearing the cross. How many parents have gotten up in the middle of the night over and over again for a sick child or because somebody's had a nightmare? How many parents have sacrificed something they needed or wanted so their children could have something? So that's living sacrificially. That's laying down our lives for one another. I think of my own mother, God bless her. Back in the 1950s when I was growing up, it was the time when regular dental care for children was first being pushed. You know, in those days, you didn't go to the dentist if you didn't have some kind of a cavity or something. But now, let's go preventative care. So every 6 months, my mother, you know, faithfully made me go to the dentist. But I remember, I didn't know about this until later, for 2 or 3 years during that time, she had a cracked dental plate. But she couldn't afford sending me to the dentist and getting the plate fixed. So she lived with a cracked dental plate for several years so I could go to the dentist. See, that's living sacrificially. That's laying down your life for other people. That's what the Lord calls us to do. And we see a very interesting example of that in the second reading today in St. Paul's letter to Philemon. St. Paul is in prison in Rome. And while he's there, this runaway slave named Onesimus comes to him. Ultimately, Paul converts him and baptizes him as a Christian. For some reason, Onesimus wants to go home. He wants to go back to Philemon's house. But in those days, a runaway slave faced tremendous penalties, including death. So what's Onesimus to do? So Paul, Philemon's a Christian. Philemon's somebody Paul knows. Paul writes to him and says, take this man back, not just as a slave, but as your brother in Christ. Take him back. Now imagine what, we don't know what Philemon did, but imagine what it would have done if he took him back. What would this mean for Philemon in the eyes of other people who own slaves? He took him back without punishing him? What would his reputation be like in that time and place? What would it mean for the rest of the slaves he might have owned? Horrible as slavery is. What would it have meant for them? Do they think they could get away with stuff? You see, it would have cost Philemon to take him back. We don't know what he did, as they say, but we can see what Paul was asking him. So as we gather here today, let's pray that we might have the grace to pick up our cross every day, which means to lay down our lives in love for one another, even when it costs us, even when it costs. I read someplace recently this little saying that I would conclude with. Discipleship that gives nothing, that suffers nothing, that lays down nothing is worth nothing. Discipleship that gives nothing, that costs nothing, that lays down nothing is worth nothing. May God bless you.